Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to hang out with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. John Copeland is here, ladies and gentlemen. John is a member of our Brain Trust. He hails all the way from London, England, which is where he is right now. He's the author of Accelerate Your Social Media, and he's here to talk to us about your social media strategy, even the one you might not have. John Copeland, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Jim. Hello there from London.
Yeah, it's good to have you back. It's always a pleasure to hear from you. We have polled small business owners for the last 4 or 5 years now, John, in our online poll of our audience. And one of the things, I don't have all of the different polls in front of me, but what I remember specifically is that most small business owners, and I'm going to say probably two-thirds, still are having challenges finding the ROI in social media. Even if they have some kind of a strategy, they're still operating on faith. They're having trouble getting the ROI. What do you think?
Yes, absolutely. It doesn't come as a surprise because we have a similar challenge here as well. And of course, as explained in the prior call that we had a few months ago, that's precisely why I wrote my book, to help busy business owners and entrepreneurs overcome that challenge, to have some clarity with it.
Mm-hmm. So what do we need to do?
Okay, so without sort of going through all the repeats of the last time, in brief, really just to sum up on that, I developed a 5-step proven methodology called Accelerate. So where the word accelerate, the first 5 letters is in capitals and in bold. Mm-hmm. It's a 5-step process to give busy business owners and entrepreneurs the clarity and a methodology to get return on investment on social media.
All right. Well, let's go down through some of those.
Okay. So just generically, I think, you know, I don't need to tell you this. Of course, you would know this. We're told time and time and again that when you run a small business, you need some goals. Clear, concise goals, so you can then measure
right.
your performance against those goals as part of your business plan.
If you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. So you got to have goals. You got to have a plan.
Yes, absolutely. So whether one calls it a methodology, perhaps even a framework on which to work on, I basically applied that same thinking towards getting the return on investment in social media. So I realized that there won't be enough time to go through all of it, but I'll just give you one example, Jim, to mm-hmm. begin with, yeah? So the A stands for authentic profile, okay? Now, what do I mean by that? So if I could just use LinkedIn as an example, so I think most listeners would be on LinkedIn. I think that's usually a safe guess.
That's right.
Would that be right?
I would think so, yeah.
If
you're a business owner, you should have a LinkedIn profile.
Okay. So with LinkedIn, as an example, is how well is your profile populated? Have you ticked every single box or mm-hmm. most of the boxes at least?
And it will tell you, the platform will actually tell you what percentage completion you are when you're filling it out. It'll tell you what you're missing.
That's right. And, of course, they've changed the terminology of that. You're an all-star. Not an old star, I hope, but an all-star, A-double-L. You know, if you do get 100% complete. So, for example, if I just break that down very briefly, is of course it goes without saying, have a great picture up there, a professional mm-hmm. photograph. You know, please don't do ghosts in terms of no
yeah.
photograph at all. You know,
I don't care for the photographs on, especially on LinkedIn. I don't care for the ones that are goofy and it's not even you, it's like an image or something that, you know what I mean? I don't care for those myself.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's a professional network at the end of the day.
Right.
So that's the basic part. But also, hopefully this is thought-provoking, one of my I was going to say irritations, perhaps it is when people use a secondary or maybe a third email address against their LinkedIn profile. So, for example, maybe a Hotmail account, a Gmail account, etc.
Instead of their primary business account?
Yes. I mean, the way I see it is this, Jim. You know, I'm not being judgmental here, but I just take a step back on this and ask people, well, would you put a secondary or third email address on your business card when you swap business cards online?
Right.
Of course not. You know, you would put your primary email address.
I don't understand why someone would do that.
Yeah, me too.
But apparently they do. I didn't know that. I mean, I didn't know that.
They do. And I know some camps, they've told me, oh, well, we don't want to be spammed or we don't want to get all the notifications, etc. I mean, there are ways around that. What I ask is, look, are you serious about connecting with people online on LinkedIn? If you're serious, come on, guys. Use your primary email address.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, and, that's playing games, and people in business don't like game playing.
No, absolutely. So are you in business? Are you serious about connecting with people?
Mm-hmm.
It's really basic stuff, I know, but sometimes one has to spell out the basics here. Because at the end of the day, if you're going to make that first impression, that connection, you know, at least give the impression that you're serious about making a connection.
I know people who have literally gotten a lot of business from their LinkedIn profile.
Me too.
I know that people check mine out just as part of their due diligence when they're thinking about contacting me about doing business.
And more people are doing that over here as
and
well.
And I have to be honest with you. I don't know that I can say that any opportunity I ever got came because of LinkedIn. But I know people whom I believe have told me that their LinkedIn account literally got them business.
No, that doesn't surprise me at all. The main thing is actually about focus. What underpins all this is focus. So if you're actually going to be using a social network, regardless of whether it's LinkedIn and or something else, you know, is basically populating it right, you know, giving the impression at least that you are serious with that network. And, of course, especially with social networks like Twitter, no fakes.
Right.
No fakes. No fake likes on Facebook.
Right.
No fake followings and on followers on Twitter, because at the end of the day, who are they kidding?
One of the things that you're bringing up that I think is really important, folks, is that your business social media strategy should include a LinkedIn page on yourself. Because you've heard me say this before, folks, more and more your values, what you stand for and who you are going to come into play as differentiators and in the overall due diligence process that people use to rule you in or out. And they want to know more about the people behind the company than ever before. John Copeland and I will be right back. His book is called Accelerate Your Social Media, 20 after the hour. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.